How can I know God is real?
What does the Bible say about politics?
Why does a good God allow suffering?
If you have questions about faith, life or culture, don't be afraid to ask. This is Ask with David Dean.
G'day everyone, Dave Dean here. And our question for the week is, who decided which books belong in the Bible and when? This is an important question, especially when there are so many conspiracy theories floating around out there about how the Bible came to be. And when we dig into the historical facts, we find that the formation of the biblical canon was not the result of a sudden decision or political agenda. It was instead a careful and gradual process grounded in faith, tradition, and community discernment. So first of all, let's debunk some of these conspiracies. You may have heard it said that Emperor Constantine decided the canon at the Council of Nicaea in AD 325, or the Catholic Church suppressed certain books in order to get in what they wanted, but these ideas just don't hold up under historical scrutiny. For one, the Council of Nicaea didn't even discuss the biblical canon. It was called to address theological issues, particularly the Arian controversy about the nature of Jesus, not which books belonged in the Bible. Secondly, lost gospels. Claims about hidden or suppressed books like the Gospel of Thomas were usually written much, much later than those found in the New Testament. And these so-called lost gospels just weren't widely accepted by the early Christians. That's why they were not found to be in the original compilation of the canon itself. They were rejected primarily for theological reasons. They weren't lost. And to that end, this idea of the canon formation was a gradual process. It didn't happen overnight. It unfolded over centuries as early Christians discerned which writings were truly authoritative. I mean, we have early recognition as early as the second century of important texts like the four Gospels, which were already recognized as sacred and authoritative. We see this, for example, in the Moratorian Fragment of AD 170, which lists many of the New Testament books that we accept today. And we see this as well with apostolic connection. I mean, early church leaders such as Papias and Ignatius, they reference certain texts in their writings which helped shape the Christian worship and doctrine at that time. So these early citations and records that we have reflect the growing consensus on which books were foundational to the faith and already in circulation at that time. But to the criteria then for deciding which books would be in the Bible. There are a number that we can think of, but broadly we could categorize them as three. First, apostolic authority. Books had to be linked to an apostle or someone closely associated with them. For instance, the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were accepted because of their connection to the apostles. Secondly, widespread use. Texts that were already widely used in worship across many Christian communities, as previously mentioned, were more likely to be accepted into the canon. And thirdly, doctrinal integrity, the basic unity of the message itself. They had to be consistent with the core teachings of Jesus and the apostles, and this really helped ensure that the Bible remained a unified whole in its message of salvation through Jesus. But why then were some books rejected? Well, simply because they didn't meet that criteria, like the Gnostic writings or the apocryphal books. They were not included in the Bible for good reason. We could go into detail with that in a later episode, perhaps, but at the end of the day, it's important to just say clearly that the Bible was not determined by one council or group of leaders. It was discovered by the early community of Christians over time. As believers read and applied these writings to their lives, they collectively affirmed that certain texts were truly inspired by God. So who decided which books belong in the Bible? Well, it wasn't about power or politics, but about faith and discernment. The church did not create the canon, it confirmed what God had already inspired through careful consideration of apostolic authority, widespread use, and doctrinal integrity. The Bible we have today reflects the collective experience of the early Christian community as they encountered God's revelation and affirmed it as a life-giving truth.
Do you have a question about Christian beliefs, theology, doctrine, philosophy, or culture? Don't be afraid to ask. Go to drcdean.com/ask. That's Dean with an E.